Well, the federal government is proposing changes to the regulation of charities in Australia. These new measures may impact the ability of registered charities to advocate for social change. The Law Council of Australia has expressed concern, and a group of more than 200 charities is in the process of drafting an open letter to the government. Rob Osborne has the story.
Charities in Australia are registered and regulated by the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profit Commission. The government is proposing regulatory changes which are causing alarm in the sector. Tim Costello is chair of the Community Council for Australia. I asked him to explain what changes the government is proposing.
So what we have seen is that charities could be deregistered if any one of their volunteers or staff commit a summary offence. Very draconian overstretched laws.
But what are summary offences and what impact might these regulatory changes have on registered charities? Here's Casey Chambers, Executive Director of Anglicare Australia.
They will make charities responsible for summary offences, that's minor offences, that may be committed by their supporters, by their staff members, by their volunteers. If somebody who is a member of our staff or a volunteer tweets support for a protest rally, for example, that could come under this. If two people who are wearing a T-shirt or are supporters of ours are at a protest rally, something like Lock the Gates, or one that's been talked about a lot is perhaps a protest rally about black deaths in custody. If, say, a volunteer or somebody wearing our T-shirt tries to, you know, sit down and perhaps, you know, peaceful protest and perhaps block police entering, say, the Aboriginal Tent Embassy, that could be a summary offence.
The scope of potentially unlawful activities is extremely broad and could conceivably include community radio stations that broadcast information about planned political activities or protests. Here's David Crosby, CEO of the Community Council for Australia.
Under the provisions as they were presented to us a month or two ago, if you are seen to be supporting any kind of action where a summary offence may be taking place or may take place in the future, you can face enforcement action from the charity regulator. And for many community broadcasting stations, this is a real concern because in some situations, the community broadcaster is communicating, broadcasting information about particular events. They might say, well, this is the roster for the Lock the Gate vigil at so-and-so's farm, or this is the place where people who are protesting about the knocking down of a historic building are going to meet, or this is where those who are going on the forest walk to try and protect historic trees will be meeting. As soon as you start broadcasting that kind of information, you're actually supporting those events. And in supporting those events, you're supporting actions that may involve summary offences, trespass or blocking a footpath or going onto a government land without permission. And so you would be subject, or could be, should the ACNC commissioner choose to, you could be subject to enforcement action.
The government seems determined to target activist charities, particularly those concerned with climate change. Are they drawing a legitimate distinction between advocacy and activism? Casey Chambers again.
I think activism and advocacy is probably a continuum. And I think, you know, the advocacy that we do, and actually, you know, in our, not so much our constitution necessarily, but, you know, the strategic plan of Anglicare Australia, our first point is to influence social and economic policy informed by research and the practical experience of our network, and we are called to speak with and for those vulnerable and disadvantaged.
The government maintains that the rationale for the changes is simply to prevent unlawful behaviour. But critics see this recent proposal as part of a sustained government campaign to shut down dissent. Tim Costello again.
This is really a silencing effect on charities to actually really go beyond even state law, because the laws all exist for trespass or assault or any other summary offence, and to actually put a burden of proof on charities that goes beyond any other organisation in Australia.
Tim Costello, Chair of the Community Council for Australia, ending that report from Rob Osborne.